This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Have you seen these sneakers that they're selling online? They're like, it looked like a lawnmower ran them over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a trend that we like to follow. It's the ridiculous amounts of money that rich people will spend on garbage, basically. Like, look at these shoes.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen jeans with some rips in them, you know, and we're like, oh man, there's way too many rips in those jeans. But this literally looks like it was pulled out of the bottom of a garbage dump pile. Like, they're rotten.
These shoes are selling for $1,850 US.
Dude, I got a pair of shoes that look exactly like that, and they sit in my garden shed, and I use them to cut the lawn. And they're in better shape than that, actually.
That's crazy. Another one of these stories. Gucci has put out a swimsuit, and you can't swim in it. $380 for the Gucci all-in-one white piece swimsuit. It's got Gucci's logo on it, a scooped back and crossover straps. Sounds pretty nice, right? But in the item's description, it says, due to the nature of this particular fabric, the swimsuit should not come into contact with chlorine.
That is silly. But I wonder how many people who go to the beach and put on swimsuits end up getting in the pool or the lake or the ocean. Because like half the time you do put it on, you sit on the beach.
You should be able to wear it into the lake. That's the good thing about it. You just don't.
Oh, because no chlorine. Yeah,
you
yeah,
can't
yeah.
go into the pool with it.
Yeah. What would happen? Would it fall off? Like, it just disintegrate?
I don't know.
Because I wear, like, you know, shirts in the pool sometimes. Heavier fellows, like, heavier friends of mine do the same. They're not meant for the pool. I say try it, ladies, and see what happens.
I say spend $400 on a swimsuit that you can't swim in.
Even if you could swim in it, that's an outrageous price for a swimsuit.
I think the richies are just trolling the regular folk and the poor people with this garbage.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Happy 519 day. Yes, it is the fifth month, the 19th day, 519. And we are celebrating by sharing things that make the 519 area code great here. Again, if you're in the 905, September 5th, you're going to have your shot.
Mm-hmm.
But focused on the 519, so you got Brantford, London, Woodstock, Dorchester, all the way up to Milverton. Jim, you've lived in the 519 your whole life. Mitchell, Ontario is a 519, your hometown.
Yeah. I lived in 905 for three or four years, you know?
Yeah.
I got around a little, but yeah, 519 was the only area code I knew. Remember when you had to start typing in the 519 too? Like, I don't know, maybe that was late 90s or something like that. Before
yeah.
you could just, like, do the seven numbers.
You didn't have to use the area code.
Yeah, but then once you did, boy, it shone bright, you know?
There was no turning back. Definite area code pride developed after that day. Kitchener-Waterloo, Windsor the other way, Cambridge. Like, mm-hmm. It's pretty large area, this area code. And we're getting messages here. Text messages about why people love the 519. What do you got there?
The Freedom Festival fireworks on the Detroit River is what makes 519 so great. Now, are those from Detroit? Are you looking across the river?
But if
or
you
is
can
that
see
Windsor?
Them from the 519, yeah.
hey,
you
we
don't
didn't
have
pay
to
for
pay
them.
For them.
Exactly. Yeah, Canada. Free rides, baby. These are two different texts from two different people. Nikki's Roadhouse in Woodstock and Danny's in Hanover is what makes the 519 pretty great.
Never heard of them.
No?
What are those places, I wonder?
Well, somebody else texted us on a different line and referred to Nikki's as the Creditville Dance Academy. Listen, if you don't know what that is, go have some chicken wings there this afternoon. Either in Danny's in Hanover or
oh, so it's
Nikki's
a restaurant.
In Woodstock. Well, don't bring the kids.
some,
or the wife.
Some more wholesome reasons to love the 519 here. You got the Amish flower stands in Milverton and Millbank.
Yeah, that's nice.
You have the Mennonite bakeries. Those are pretty awesome.
True. Mennonites in general in the 509 are pretty sweet.
We've got a call here. Hey, what makes the 519 area code so great? What do you think? Hello?
Hey, Jim, you're going to love this one, buddy.
Okay.
I'm not calling from the 519, but my parents, when I used to live with them years back, I used to get free pizza.
How?
I almost got them in a lot of shit for it. Just tell them there's a hair in your pizza or something, and then you get it for free.
What does that have to do with the 519 area code?
That's where my parents, where I grew up from.
And okay. The pizza places are too trustworthy there.
So when you lived in the 519 area code, you would lie to the pizza place about
hair in their pizza.
About
absolutely.
Hair in the pizza.
And McDonald's. Then I'd get free combos, everything.
Okay, that's one great thing about the 519, I guess.
They don't check.
Absolutely, boy.
What area code do you live in now?
I don't even know my own cell phone number. I'm a 226, but my parents are still 519 if you want a free pizza.
I would never do that to Godfathers in New Orleans, thank you.
No. Ever. Cheers, boys.
Cheers. Happy 519 day, everyone.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Jim Kelly has taken his sweater off.
Uh-huh.
Just wants to make sure his body temperature, his core temperature cools down.
I'm already sweating in anticipation.
You've got some? Because I have these over here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to the folks from the Heatwave Hot Sauce Expo, which is happening in London, Ontario, May 28th and 29th at Centennial Hall, for sending over a sweatband and wristband set here.
Yep.
For Jim as
great
he gets
for pickup
ready,
basketball later.
He gets ready to, you look like a Royal Tenenbaum. As he gets ready to try some of these hot sauces that are going to be featured at the expo next weekend. Jim, why don't we start with the Dawson's? We had the folks from Dawson's Hot Sauce on the air with us. They make this stuff in Hamilton, Ontario, and they were featured on Hot Ones, which is the very popular YouTube show where celebrities eat hot wings. And I believe this is the sauce that Dave Grohl gave the his seal of approval to. So we've
got it's like I went out for wings with Dave Grohl.
Yeah, your Buffalo Wing Brothers, as they call it. So you've got some chicken wings there.
This is just mild, so I'll probably just like enjoy this one.
Put a good portion on. We should have got a bowl for you to toss them in.
Okay, this is the Dawson's Cedar Smoked Garlic. Mild.
Give it a try. Those are crispy wings. The air fryer did a nice job reheating those.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That's what you want. Oh, that's a little tangy. So this is mild?
It's got a kick to it. Uh-oh.
That's got a little something to it. A little tingly.
You would eat that at home, though? You'd
I would,
put that
yeah.
On
that's,
your
like
chicken wings
that's like
on
a non-offensive Saturday one. Night? But that would be one you would give to your friends, and they'd be like,
ooh. This is nice.
Yeah.
Okay, where do you want to go next?
Let's get into it, man. Let's go to the hot one. Let's go to the hottest one. Oh, I swallowed a little.
Oh, no. We're in trouble.
That was straight sauce there.
If the mild is getting you that uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, like some of these bottles are labeled differently. They have M for mild, H for hot, and then X is, I don't know, extreme.
All right, I got one open here.
Did that have a child safety lock on the lid?
It did. I had to snap it off. So this is called Ghosted Hot Sauce. Ghost Pepper Sauce. Sauce au poivre fantôme for our French listeners.
Ghost pepper? Isn't that one of the big ones?
This is from Kitchener, Ontario. Ghosted Hot Sauce. Ghost Peppers. I've heard of those. I think they're supposed to be pretty hot.
Oh, God, Jim.
That's a lot. Boss Brad is in here. Are we Facebook Live right now, Boss Brad?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, we're Facebook Live if you want to watch Jim do this. How is it?
It's good. That one's not crazy. That's got like I would say maybe less flavor than the Dawson's, but definitely hotter. But I don't really like saucy wings that much, to be honest. Usually I get like a dry rub. That's good.
Good for a dipper.
Yeah.
Next, let's move on to the Hot Sauce Company is the name of this one. Seasonal edition, Scorpion Sriracha.
Okay, that one catches up on you. That one catches up.
Scorpion Sriracha. Jim's trying some of the hot sauces that are going to be featured in London, Ontario at the Heatwave Hot Sauce Expo, May 28th and 29th at Centennial Hall. Scorpion Sriracha.
Okay.
Careful, it's open there.
You always want to eat something called scorpion.
Are scorpion peppers hot?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Probably.
I've never heard of them.
Hotter than the kitten peppers.
Yeah, the kitten versus
scorpion.
Oh, I got a lot of sauce. That's hot. That's hot, but it's not unbearable. They keep getting hotter, but it's not crazy.
That's the hottest one so
far?
That
was absolutely the hottest. I'm just gross. That's gross for the rest. I'm leaking here, folks.
Here's a roll of paper towel, Jim.
Well,
take that.
Okay, not bad so far. These are actually like, I thought this was going to be torturous, but these are like enjoyable.
I think we need to try the one that's in the catheter bag.
Yeah, this is that what that is? This is weird.
I think it's a blood, it looks like a blood IV bag, right? So it's hot sauce in an IV bag.
Isn't that the same? This is branding to the next level here. This one says H. This isn't an X yet. How do you
open that?
I've never had a kidney stone. I don't know how you work this thing here. Is it?
It come out the tube?
Yep.
Yeah. Whoa, you just squeeze it. Good. You got some on there.
That's hilarious.
What's the name of it?
It's actually you're supposed to hold it like that. This one's called Rocco's Angry Cure.
Careful, dude. It's squirting on your shirt. Rocco's Angry Cure.
Why does that was not even, I didn't even put it in my mouth. I got like a vapor of it.
Oh boy.
Again, not torturous. Definitely hot.
All right, let's go to the one with the X on the label. Somebody has written with a Sharpie X on this bottle. This is called the Truculent Trio. It's a mix of Reaper, Ghost, and Scorpion peppers from Merrill's Hot Sauce.
All three?
Yeah.
The hat trick of hate over there? The Reaper I've heard of. That's like a notoriously hot
This is
one.
From Milton, Ontario. Merrill's Hot Sauce. Okay.
Clear my sinuses? Okay, Facebook Live. This is the extreme one. Let's go!
If this one doesn't get you, Jim, I'm requesting they send some more hot sauces over for tomorrow.
So, I put a lot on that one.
You like the flat wings?
Well, for this experiment.
Good for you. I'm a drum guy. We're good wing friends.
That was hot. I almost threw up there for a second. Oh, my God.
Gatorade.
Is it hot?
Yeah.
Water makes it worse. You okay?
Yeah.
Jim's head is down on the table. He's still chewing.
Water makes it worse?
Water apparently makes it worse.
I mean, not bad. I mean, I've... I'm sweating. Now I'm sweating for sure. That tastes good, though. That's freaking hot. What was this?
Merrill's hot sauce from Milton, Ontario.
Yeah, now I know what X means. Oh, my God. That's the real deal right there. Ooh, T3, they call it.
A wide range of sauces. If you want to sample some of the stuff that Jim just tried or hundreds of other hot sauces, check out the Hot Pepper Eating Contest and more, then you got to go to the Heatwave Hot Sauce Expo, May 28th, 29th, Centennial Hall in London. Worth the trip. HeatwaveExpo.com is the website to buy your tickets.
My mouth is itchy. Is that good?
Maybe I'll go downstairs and get you some milk here. How does that sound?
Ooh, that one stays.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Taz and Jim, summer just getting underway here, and the soccer season has begun for our own Jim Kelly, who we have learned is playing for a new team this year called Great Wall FC.
Mm-hmm.
You're invited by a guy you met earlier in your indoor soccer season, Jim, mm-hmm. to be the goalie for this team.
Yep.
And you are the only non-Chinese Canadian playing on Great Wall FC.
I consider myself Chinese Canadian after two games. We're getting along real well. I'm trying to acclimatize myself mostly to the Mandarin language because before last night's game too, the whole huddle all in Mandarin. There was like water bottles sitting on the sidelines, so one of our captains was like putting the water bottles around showing the play, and I'm just like, I hope I can figure out just by looking at the water bottles what's going on.
They're not speaking English in front of you.
Yeah, they do speak English, yeah. But you know, for tactics, they're better Mandarin speakers. So,
well, it's good because the other team is not going to be able to pick up on your plays as well.
Absolutely. We had a bit of a rough loss last night. We lost 5-0. I am the goalie. I'll take the majority of it. It was brutal.
You're the goalie for now.
It's funny though. Like now that I'm like old, I realized how much more important stretching is in my life because it was raining before the game, like and during the game last night. So I stayed in my car as long as possible before the game started. I didn't stretch at all. First goal kick of the game that I go to hoof out of the box and I like pulled my quad. I don't know if you see me limping around. So the entire game I'm like injured basically. Anyway. Still had a great second half. You know, it could have been worse. We had fun.
The guys were okay. They weren't mad at you.
And well, no, it was a team effort, you know, and I still think we're going to win the championship. You know, we're a young squad other than me. And I feel like we got a lot of potential. So the guy who invited me on the team, James, met up with me after the game and he's going to teach me some Mandarin so I can to contribute to pump the team up. I want to learn a few Mandarin phrases.
And this is a great opportunity for us as well because we get to learn Mandarin with you. So mm-hmm. every week that you go to a soccer game, you're going to learn a new Mandarin phrase or word. And you've got some for us here.
Okay, Great Wall FC, tough loss tonight, but you know, we battle hard. I'm here with my man, James. How are you, James?
How are you, everyone?
Yeah, I'm great, dude. Thanks for inviting me on the team.
Thank you for coming for a trip with us.
How am I playing so far? How am I doing?
Great. James is doing great. James is the number one. Unfortunately, we let him down. Sorry there.
No, it's a team effort. I let you guys down.
We don't have that fun night.
So I'm trying to learn a little bit of Mandarin so I can keep up a little bit. I know ni hao. Yeah. Am I saying that right? Ni hao? Yeah.
Great.
Hello?
Yes, yes.
Can we start with, how about kick some ass?
加油, maybe. 加油.
加油.
Yes.
What is that? That means kick ass?
Yeah, it's what they say. Come on, let's go. Kind of ish. Most of the time we'll do like a kind of a 加油. Let's go. In Chinese, in Mandarin. Uh-huh. How you just bump people up, let's go, kind of thing.
加油.
Okay, let's do it on three. I'll join you. One, two, three. Jayo!
Jayo!
That's an easy one. It sounds, first off, like let's go, which it means, right. More or less. So it's kind of
like
easy to remember.
When you're learning a different language, and like in when I learned how to say hamburger in French, I was really excited about that one.
How do you say it?
Hamburger.
Yeah, it's not.
I like when the word is almost the same.
Yeah. Unlike anana, which you're like, oh, that must be banana.
Right.
No, pineapple. It'll get you every time. But yeah, Jayo, I'm going to wear that one out.
Jayo!
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Have you heard that for the past week, Johnny Cash has been urinating all over his hometown down in the United States?
I have. It caught on camera.
It's funny. It's illegal, but it's funny. Somebody caused the water tower in Kingsland to spring a leak. This is in Arkansas where Johnny Cash was born. And the hole in the water tower, there's a big painting of Johnny Cash's silhouette on the water tower. Perfection. The water is spraying out right where Johnny Cash would pee mm-hmm. from.
Constant stream.
Yeah.
And this is like at the top of a water tower. So it's careening over the side of the water tower and then down. Oh, man.
They've been looking into what's going on. They figured it was a vandal, but they didn't know how they did it. Police investigation has led them to 38-year-old Timothy Sled has been arrested.
It's a sad day for the Sled family.
It's a sad day. The Sleds are devastated.
So did he go up there with like a cordless drill or something? Or?
Sniper
what?
Rifle. He took a long shot at the water tower, hit it perfectly.
Bullseye.
And here is the local news report with the story.
Recently, a humorous vandal with a wicked sense of humor decided to make Johnny a little bit more PG-13 and... Nope, that's not rain.
Somebody shot our water tower, shot the silhouette of Johnny Cash in a very sensitive area.
It was a long shot.
Standing proud, holding a guitar, and emptying this 50,000-gallon water tank all over Kingsland.
It's been leaking for the last almost week.
But although the stream prompts a giggle, the leak is aiming to rain on the town's parade. This water tower is losing close to 30,000 gallons every single day.
Whoever shot it out should have to pay for it.
So as Johnny flows on, those here in Kingsland are hoping to put an end to the hurt.
Yeah, it's basically costing the city $200 a day in water, and it's going to cost around $5,000 to repair the tank.
How hard is it to just temporarily patch that hole? Can't you slap some sort of putty over top of it? Like, come on, people. It's been leaking for a week. There's got to be a common way to fix a leak like that.
They should have Timothy Sled get up there and stick his thumb in the hole.
For a week.
Or even worse, his tongue.
That's what you get. I got a feeling that Johnny Cash would find this funny. I don't really know him, but I feel like you would find that funny.
It's pretty funny for everyone now, except for the guy who was caught shooting out the water tower. He's facing charges, criminal mischief, and impairing the operation of a vital public utility.
Oh, boy.
Both are felonies. If he's convicted, he's looking... at up to 16 years behind bars. Somebody may have the Folsom Prison Blues. It's time for sports with our sports guy, Devin Peacock. What the hell happened last night with the Battle of Alberta? You had the Flames versus the Oilers. Final score, 9 for Calgary, 6 for Edmonton.
Got a little crazy. I did not watch this game because it was way past my bedtime, but I did watch a bit of it on my phone, just on Twitter, and I saw Calgary go up 1-0 and 2-0 within the first 51 seconds of the game. Then they went up 3-0. Edmonton pulled their goalie. I'm like, okay, well, we know how that one's going to go. And then I woke up this morning, and it was 9-6. Just absolutely crazy. But what's even crazier is it is not the highest score playoff game in history. So the highest scoring playoff game in history did involve the Edmonton Oilers. Back in 1982, the LA Kings beat the Oilers 10-8, 18 goals scored. This is the 9th time we've had at least 15 goals scored in a playoff game. It's kind of crazy.
15's nothing. 18 is the benchmark. Do you think this is a sign of things to come?
I think we might have some bad defense in this series. I don't think we're going to see this again. Here's one of the weird things, though. Of the 9 times we have had at least 15 goals scored in a playoff game, the Oilers and Flames have been involved in a lot of them. They've been involved in, I'm counting now, 1, 2, 3, 4. So 4 or 5 times where they have been involved in this. So if you're putting these two teams together in the playoffs, then maybe we are going to see another 9-6 game. But if the Oilers' defense is going to be as bad as it was last night, then we could see some lopsided scores. I just refuse to believe Calgary's defense is going to be playing like that throughout this entire series.
Carolina beat New York as well in the NHL.
Yes, this was a normal score. 2-1 was the final score in overtime. So that was basically, it took them 3+ periods to do what Calgary did in like 5 minutes last night. What annoys me about the Carolina Hurricanes is their Twitter account. They love to be a troll on Twitter, and it drives me up the wall. I mean, they have their on-ice celebrations.
The storm surge?
The off-ice stuff that just drives me nuts. I cannot stand the Carolina Hurricanes. I would rather cheer for the Ottawa Senators and have Gary Bettman as my father than cheer for the Carolina Hurricanes.
I'm going to retweet their last 5 tweets just to bug you, Dev.
That's right. Tag them in it. Thanks, Dev.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast.
So there is a trailer that has been released this week for the new She-Hulk Attorney at Law show.
I haven't watched the trailer, but I saw that title of the show, and I laughed.
It's kind of fun.
Well, it sounds like Ally McBeal meets Marvel or something like that, right?
That's what it kind of looks like, too. So in the comics, She-Hulk is a lawyer.
Just like Daredevil.
Yeah.
Huh. A lot of lawyers in the Marvel world.
They probably met in court at some point. Here's a little clip. This is Mark Ruffalo's Hulk talking to his cousin, who is now She-Hulk.
Because we didn't ask for this, but you still got to deal with it. Your transformations are triggered by anger and fear.
Those are like the baseline of any woman just existing.
Oh. Bruce, it feels like if I don't transform, I'm going to die.
Yes, yes, yes. No, no.
Is CGI getting worse?
I don't know. I saw a couple screenshots, and I just think they don't go all out for the TV shows. Like, for the movies, I think they go to top-of-line CGI, but I think the TV shows is, like, the lower tier.
The Hulk's been bugging me ever since he turned, like, nice.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be angry. Yeah, switch him back to angry Hulk.
And that's the whole point of his character.
I know.
That he's out of control.
Yeah.
And now he's, like, reading a book with, like, tiny glasses on. Stop.
Making quips.
Quipping it up
with his cousin.
Yeah.
I don't know. The CGI, maybe they're not done working on it. Sometimes when the trailer comes out, they're still in the middle of putting the show together. So
they haven't rendered it yet.
Yeah. They could be changing a little bit, but
maybe it'll be good. Her roar, I will say her roar was a little lackluster too. It was like, it sounded like when like a cat tries to be scary. Like they should modify that a little bit too.
They have until August.
They got a little time.
Yeah, to work the bugs out. She-Hulk Attorney at Law. The trailer is now out there. We'll post it on the Taz and Jim Facebook page. Let us know what you think. Is it just me, or does the CGI look kind of like early 2000s?
They're like the first Hulk movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's Lou Ferrigno? Can't we just paint a guy?
Yeah.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast.